So this is the old bottle?
Yes, I put your old bottle in.
E-Smoker Online store manager Dave Allen says e-cigarettes are becoming so popular that his business, which began as an internet site being run out of a bedroom, now has two brick-and-mortar stores with plans to open a third.
Sorry, that slipped my mind.
E-cigarettes are designed to look like cigarettes, but they're electronic. When inhaled, they convert a nicotine-laced liquid into a vapor that, when exhaled, looks like smoke. It's called vaping. The liquids come in dozens of flavors, like watermelon, bubblegum, and caramel. The devices themselves come in all kinds of fashionable and customizable styles. You can choose from neon pinks and greens, goth designs, bling designs, or even a wood-toned executive look. Allen says all of those choices bring customers in the door.
Or you get a lot of people just coming in to just ask about how to get started in this whole thing and how it can help them quit smoking.
Cheryl says that's what brought her in. A smoker of 40 years, she says nothing she's tried has brought her even close to quitting.
Jantex, hypnotism, acupressure. Let's think. Yeah, been there, done that.
So how's this working for you?
Well, that's why I'm here. I just haven't really been able to engage. The difference between smoke and steam or vapor, you wouldn't think it was that extreme, but it is. It's different.
That's one of several big questions surrounding e-cigarettes. Can they help people quit smoking? A new study from the University of Auckland in New Zealand shows that e-cigarettes can be as effective as nicotine patches. However, Orlando chapter of the American Lung Association spokesperson Janelle Midden says they don't support that strategy in part because e-cigarettes are completely unregulated.
The American Lung Association still has really serious concerns about the potential health effects of e-cigarettes. We need to have a lot more research.
E-Smoker Online's Dave Allen says he'd like to see some product regulation because some of what's being sold is nothing short of bootleg.
I would like to see that regulated, more sealed bottles, some form of a health standard when it comes to producing the liquid.
Likewise, there are no clear rules about where e-cigs can be used. Public opinion isn't clear either. Leesburg resident Ernest Jones doesn't like the idea of vaping in public.
I just think that psychologically for me as a bystander, it's unsightly. It's not what I would want to be around. It gives me questions, makes me pause.
Two other people told us they're okay with vaping in public. Policies vary. The University of Central Florida, Publix, and Orlando International Airport are all treating e-cigarettes like traditional cigarettes, meaning no vaping allowed. A Walt Disney World Resort spokesperson declined to address the issue with us. Universal Studios Orlando didn't respond to our inquiries, and SeaWorld Orlando says e-cigarette use is permitted in designated smoking areas only. And what does the law say? According to the Florida Department of Health, e-cigarettes are not regulated by the Florida Clean Indoor Air Act. That's pretty much what Dave Allen tells his e-cigarette customers.
Legally, in the state of Florida, I tell people the truth that they can smoke these anywhere.
He says he does, however, encourage respect and discretion. Maybe your kid's basketball game isn't the best place to pull out an e-cigarette. Which brings up another issue. Are they being marketed to kids? According to a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, e-cigarette use among middle and high school students doubled between 2011 and 2012. Sherry Langston from Winter Park says her son switched from smoking to vaping with the hope that e-cigarettes would help him quit nicotine altogether. He hasn't quit, and she's now ambivalent about e-cigarettes.
I do now know that Big Tobacco is selling them as well, so that can never be good.
Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, and Lorillard have all jumped into the e-cigarette market, which is expected to reach $1.7 billion in sales by the end of 2013. The Food and Drug Administration is considering regulations, and FDA researchers are looking into whether common ingredients in e-cigarettes are harmful. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.